to Making Sense with Evelyn. I am your host, Evelyn, and today for my first podcast episode, I will be just letting you guys know who I am. Who's Evelyn? What are my likes and dislikes? What grinds my gears? What doesn't? And just things you should know about me. So let's get into it. I will be reading from a fun little PowerPoint that I made on Google Slides. Shout out to Google Slides for being the easiest thing to make slides for. I wouldn't have survived high school without it, to be completely honest. That's not sponsored, by the way. But just, these are some things you should know first about me. I'm currently obsessed with Tyler, the Creator. I love literally anything that he would do. I listened to the song that he made for a Coca-Cola commercial. I love that, honestly. Just, he's such a talented person, and I can go on and on about him. It's insane. Another thing to know about me is once I like something, I obsess over that thing until I find a new thing or hobby to occupy my time. Like swimming, I was pretty obsessed with swimming at one point in high school. It was something that I loved to do. It was a big stress reliever for that time in my life. And among other things, I love, another thing to know about me is I like going to house shows because they give me an excuse to be a hot person. Another thing is, kind of ties into what I said last, but I am the hottest person alive. If you didn't know that, now you know. Thank you for, you know, listening to that. It's very important to know that about me. I'm a hot person. I am very good looking. So hide, you know, hide anyone around you because, you know, I'm just that hot. Next, I'm also an activist. I like to call myself an activist because I stand up for whatever I think is right, whether that be police-free schools. That's something I'm very strong about. I love to tell people about if they don't know, but I don't make that a conversation starter because that can shoot people away from me. And last thing, I like talking. I literally never shut up. That's why I created a podcast, so I literally have an excuse to talk for however long I want. Well, not long, but my episodes aren't gonna be that long. Just something for a quick, easy listen, and yeah, on to the next. My family. I have a lot of family members. A lot, actually. I would not be able to tell you everyone in one go. I think that would also have to be a cool little episode on its own to just talk about my family and who they are, and I think that would be a very cool, dope episode to come up in the future sometime. But I do have a lot of family members, and it's very nice to have a big family because it's a nice sense of community, and that also happens to be your blood, and I think that's also very important to have a good relationship with your family. I'm working on that at the moment, and it's something that is very fulfilling. I have my parents, my mom, and my dad, who I love very much, and my family is just amazing. It's very wonderful. And next, I'm going to be telling you guys about my zodiac things. My sun is a Cancer, which means crying 24/7. My moon is Gemini, which means talking 24/7. My rising is a Virgo, which means I have a resting bitch face. I promise I'm not a scary person or intimidating at all. I'm the nicest person you'll ever meet. Well, you know, given until, you know, you cross me over or something like that. But in this case, I am a Virgo rising, which is a resting bitch face. A Mercury in Gemini, which also means I talk 24/7, but I get really into my interests, like, again, obsessing over things. My Venus is in Gemini as well. Long-term relationships make me nervous, which is not really the case nowadays, but before, yeah, long-term relationships did make me very nervous. They weren't really something that I was looking for before, but now I'm not so scared of them anymore, thanks to a special someone. And my Mars is in Pisces, which means I'm emotional 24/7, too much emotion, out-of-body experiences. But I wouldn't really say that I'm very emotional or sensitive even. I would just say I'm very emotional intelligent, which is a fancy way of just saying I'm sensitive. Right, next to the next slide. So my past, I used to never shut about the Beatles. I love the Beatles. That is my number one band that I would listen to, other than Tyler, the Creator, which is a funny, or just weird contrast, being between the Beatles and Tyler, the Creator. Two different genres, but they're very good artists to listen to. Quick thing, my favorite Beatle is George. I love him. He's like... I'm liking into that. I can literally talk for hours about George and the Beatles. But a next thing about that I used to never shut up about is lifeguarding. I made this my entire personality trait my junior year, but I was not the best at it, I would say, because it was kind of a boring job in retrospect. It's not something that I would really recommend for anyone who's just now starting. It depends. I would actually recommend it if it's somebody who likes swimming, which I did. I also never shut up about swimming, or I used to. I never used to shut up about swimming. But I think that would be a good segue if they're like, hey, do you like swimming? Yeah, you'd be good at lifeguarding. But, you know, you just gotta know how to swim first, because I've met a lot of people that I used to work with, actually, when I was lifeguarding, that didn't know how to swim, which was kind of alarming, now that I think about it. But, you know, hey, they were getting a paycheck. And next, I would like to talk about my friends, my beautiful friends. I have three besties, I would like to call them. They're just people who've kept me grounded in very dark times, and just people who I can talk to about really anything, literally anything. My three besties are my bestie Trinity, my bestie Lauren, and my bestie Nalini. I love them to death. They are people who have stuck in my life for such a long time. Trinity, I've known her since the second grade. A lot of time has passed between us, and we're still going strong. Lauren, I met in my sophomore year when I moved to Vegas. Shout out to Vegas. I moved to Vegas. It was kind of a dark time at first. I'm gonna be completely honest. We didn't really click, but after spending a lot of time with her on the swim team, and just spending a lot of time with her from being in extracurriculars together, we quickly became friends, and I love her. She's such fun to be around, and she's very honest about things. Trinity is too. All of my friends are very honest. They're very honest people, and I couldn't have asked for better friends. Annalini, she is my Cancer sister. We have birthdays that are 2 days apart, and I've known her since the seventh grade. At first, I was kind of scared of talking to her because I was like, I don't know this girl. I sat next to her on the bus, and everybody was like, oh yeah, like, just sit next to her. She's crazy or something like that. But she's honestly the sweetest person, and I love her to death. She's an amazing person, and I feel like the time that we had, although we have not really have been able to hang out lately, I love and miss her, and every time we talk, it's like no time has passed between us at all. And yeah, I just finished reading you guys my special PowerPoint that I made about myself. As much as I love talking about myself, I like just talking in general. So with this podcast, I will be talking about things that I like, things that are important to me, and just have conversations with other people as well. Since I like talking, I'm not going to be talking altogether alone. I will be inviting special guests and other people that I can share conversations with and just talk, and we will have special topics for the episodes, and I'm really excited about it. I'm very excited to start, and this is my first episode, definitely not my last, and I would like to thank you guys for just listening, and I love each and every one of you. Thank you for tuning in. This has been amazing. This has been very, very fun to just talk and just tell you guys about me, and you guys will learn a lot more about me as time goes on and more episodes come out. I can't even express how excited I am to start this. Thank you guys so much. I cannot stress for listening to this episode. And yeah.